Welcome to Health Hats, learning on the journey towards best health. I'm Danny Van Leeuwen, a two-legged, cisgender, old white man of privilege living in a food oasis who can afford many hats and knows a little bit about a lot of healthcare and a lot about very little. Most people wear hats one at a time, but I wear them all at once. We will listen and learn about what it takes to adjust to life's realities in the awesome circus of healthcare. Let's make some sense of all of this. Packing our Chevy Bolt for a three-night excursion with my honey to the New Hampshire shore. It's about an hour away. Ankle-foot orthotic, check. Hip flexion assist device, check. Folding canes with ErgoCap high-performance rubber tips, check. ErgoBomb Prime 7th generation ergonomic forearm crutches, check. Medline aluminum rollator walker, check. ForceMatch Navigator electric wheelchair, check. I feel like I'm packing for a newborn, except it's me, the two-legged cisgender old white man of privilege. My left leg is getting weaker these past few months, more pain, less mobile, less stable, hence the added equipment. Don't get me wrong, I'm grateful for the assistive devices. My risk of falling is manageable. I can still get my 3,500 steps a day. I can accompany my wife on longer walks. We get to New Hampshire and hit the beach. Moving on sand was pretty interesting, quite the experiment. My ForceMatch Navigator electric wheelchair handles gravel, cobblestone, a 12-inch grade, packed sand, but not beach sand. Neither does the Medline aluminum rollator walker. The 8-inch front wheels sink in the loose sand. We hunted for boardwalks through the dunes and found some. It was a bit narrow when people were coming towards us. My wife carried the Medline aluminum rollator walker. Rollator means it has a built-in seat and handbrakes. She carried it onto the beach so I could sit and record the waves for this episode while she walked. I can walk on the sand short distances with the ErgoBomb Prime 7th generation ergonomic forearm crutches. I'm an adapter and a nurse. What is my current state? What do I need to fill the gap? I lay in bed thinking about how I'd travel, remembering traveling on an airplane with the ErgoBomb Prime 7th generation ergonomic forearm crutches. Yesterday I went to the chiropractor in my ForceMesh Navigator electric wheelchair and took those ErgoBomb Prime 7th generation ergonomic forearm crutches. They fold, but they're big and unyielding. Not like the folding canes with the ErgoCap high performance rubber tips that can hang on the back of the wheelchair. How will I transport my Yanagisawa baritone saxophone, a 4.5 foot tall, 30 pounds in the case? I'm going to have to arrange people to carry it from the car for me when we can play out again. I am not giving up that horn. I'm a pathologically optimistic person, but as I write this now at 2 a.m., I'm feeling sorry for myself. As my friend Libby says, appreciate the shittiness of it. My friend Paulette told me a long time ago, you're allowed an occasional 2 minutes of seriously feeling sorry for yourself. I had a moment of angst on the beach. I'm a burden. I'm going to be more of a burden. Who wants to be a burden? I wear everything on my sleeve. Can you tell? I told my wife about my angst. I can't hold this stuff in. It's stress that I can manage. Part of my program is to manage manageable stress. No surprise, my wife hugged me. I love you. This is where we're at. We'll figure it out. I am an incredibly blessed so-and-so. I haven't done a Host on Mic episode like this in months. Host on Mic means just me, no guest. Actually, Host on Mic is easier. My usual 30 to 45 minute weekly episodes takes 15 to 20 hours to produce. Host on Mic is shorter, much less editing, less production time, more time for creative enhancements. Like the music. Do you like the ocean sounds? Perhaps I'll share more Host on Mic episodes for a while. My podcasting compatriots, a support group, encourage me to tell this story directly more often. I did 7 years as a weekly blogger before I started podcasting. That was all me, no guests. No mic either. I'll leave you with a parting story. My grandson and I read to each other every Saturday for an hour. We started because he wanted to address my Pokemon illiteracy. For a couple of months, he read Pokemon to me. In the last few weeks, he's been reading a book to me that he wrote about wizards. I'm reading Tom Sawyer to him. One wizard in his story could read minds. I asked him, is this superpower always on, or can the wizard turn it on and off? Oh, Opa, reading people's minds all the time would be a curse, not a power. Out of the mouth of a 9-year-old. My superpower is accepting what is and moving on with a splash of appreciating the shittiness. See you around the block with my ErgoBalm Prime 7th Generation Ergonomic Forearm Crutches and Hip Flexion Assistive Device, or the Force Mesh Navigator Electric Wheelchair. Onward. Now a word about our sponsor, Abridge. Use Abridge to record your doctor visit. Push the big pink button and record the conversation. Read the transcript or listen to clips when you get home. Check out the app at abridge.com. ABRIDGE.com. Or download it on the Apple App Store or Google Play Store. Record your healthcare conversations. Let me know how it went. See the show notes, previous podcasts, and other resources on my website, www.health-hats.com/pod. Please subscribe or contribute. If you like it, share it. Thanks. See you around the block.